The pandemic magnified a hunger problem in Cincinnati, but even before the coronavirus became a crisis, city leaders, Cincinnati Public Schools, and Children's Hospital were already determining if food distribution centers were within walking distance for those in need. It was all part of Kroger's Zero Hunger, Zero Waste initiative. As they were figuring this out, COVID-19 hit, and Dr. Carly Riley says they called in additional partners.
And it was at that time then that we really connected into partnership with 8451, who really took that mapping endeavor to a whole other level.
That's where data scientist Charles Hoffman came in. He first pulled all the census demographic information and overlaid it with the largest concentrations of childhood poverty. Then he put in food distribution centers to see where the gaps were. He found them, but first praised the Free Store Food Bank, CPS, and others for doing what he calls an amazing job.
But just adding in that analyst capability allowed us to see some gaps, which some of the primary ones there were Roll Hill. Villages of Roll Hill was in need of a location a little bit closer to them, and then kind of the corridor between the Price Hill and Westwood area.
The goal is to have food distribution centers within a one-mile walk open three or more days a week. That was made easier with Hoffman's maps.
ESRI, who is a software provider of mapping solutions, actually has a program going where if you are doing anything COVID-related, they'll give you a free license. So I actually reached out to them. They gave me a free license for advanced mapping software that not only allows you to put points on a map, but conduct the complex analysis around building 1 mile buffers around each of our food distribution sites.
Hoffman says Children's Hospital was able to use this to find out other information. Dr. Riley agrees.
We also started to connect with the families in our network, and we're hearing from them that not only was food a concern, but so is access to other basic needs, such as things needed for hygiene and sanitation.
The mapping also assisted Children's in helping the refugee and immigrant populations get important COVID-19 information. Really, Hoffman says it could be used by anybody for anything.
You can adjust that to be for COVID-related, you could adjust that to be 65 plus if you wanted to provide different services to that vulnerable group during quarantine.
For now, the mapping is helping people get food they need, but Dr. Riley says it's only one part of the solution. She says it's important to get out in the community and hear the issues.
Those are things like, where do families feel comfortable, safe in going? Where are the trusted sites within their local neighborhood that they will access the things that they need? And that's been something that's been really important for us to be aware of in this distribution and strategy.
This is part of Children's Community Health Initiative. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.